perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect. Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Thanks, Adam, and hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Young Catholics Respond here on Patchwork Heart Radio, Breadbox Media, and also Evangelism Radio. It's great to be with you, no matter how you're listening. My guest today is Jesse Weiler. He is the Director of Marketing and Communications for St. Mary University of the Lake and also Mundelein Seminary, which is down in Mundelein, Illinois. And today we're going to talk about an amazing young adult conference that is coming up. The Liturgical Institute is going to present Transfigured, the Young Adult Liturgy Conference in Mundelein, Illinois, from June 15th through the 17th. So we're going to talk all about the Mass today and about this wonderful conference. So welcome, Jesse, and thank you for joining me on Young Catholics Respond.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
So let's first talk a little bit about the Liturgical Institute for those of us who don't know exactly what it is, and maybe if they have heard for the first time, hey, wait a minute, there's actually a Liturgical Institute here. What is it?
The Liturgical Institute is a graduate degree program based at the University of St. Mary of the Lake in Mundelein, where Mundelein Seminary is. And it's a program where you can get a Master's of Arts in Liturgy, or you can get your STL. Basically, there's a bunch of other initiatives that we have, conferences, retreats, you know, things like that. Goal is to be a rights-based liturgical education program so that people can understand the liturgy to the degree that the church teaches us about the liturgy.
Wonderful. And I know that the amazing, whatever you want to call it, the stature of Mundelein Seminary and St. Mary of the Lake just has a world-renowned reputation for great theology, great liturgy. And they do a wonderful job promoting liturgy in the Mass. But for listeners who maybe have heard the word Mass or have maybe attended Mass twice a year on Christmas and Easter, what is the Mass? Why is the liturgy so important? Why is there an entire school dedicated to understanding more about the liturgy of the Mass?
Absolutely. So the Mass is broken down to two parts, the Liturgy of the Word and the Liturgy of the Eucharist. And what's very interesting is in Judaism, there are two things. There's the temple and the synagogue. The synagogue is where you would always hear, where the Jewish people would hear the Word of God. And so for us, that is Scripture as Catholics. And the temple was always where the sacrifice happened. So when Christ came and redeemed the whole entire world by the sacrifice of by his sacrifice and his death and resurrection, that broke into that merged those two things into one. So we have, and we have the temple in the Catholic Church. So we have the Liturgy of the Word and the Liturgy of the Eucharist. And what's different about the Mass that maybe people don't really understand, and even some Catholics really, is that the Mass is not just simply anamnesis. This is not just, hey, we're remembering this thing that happened and we're putting it on like a play, or this is just a representation of something happened and then we're going to symbolically eat this bread and drink this wine. What's actually happening is through the Mass, is Christ is reaching through to us and bringing us a taste of heaven. And if you think about it this way, in the temple where I was mentioning before, where the sacrifices would happen, and also in Jewish culture, you have the Holy of Holies, where you had the tabernacle, and there was this veil, and you couldn't go in there, and it was a special place, and only once a year would you have a rabbi, somebody go in. And what he would do is he would wear a vest with these 12 stones, and the 12 stones would be representative of the tribes of Israel. And what it meant, what was happening when he would go in once a year, is he would bring in all the sins and on all the iniquities of all the people, and anything that went into the Holy of Holies would come back perfect. So that's what's happening in the Mass, is we put ourselves on the altar, our imperfect selves, our sinful selves, and Christ takes that And we sacrifice ourselves on the altar with Christ, and we give ourselves, our bad selves, our good selves, our whole selves, and we get back our perfect selves in Christ. So the priest up there is acting in persona Christi Capitis as Christ making this sacrifice that we get to be a part of. And so a lot of times you hear in the language of the Second Vatican Council about this thing called active participation. You know, this is a big phrase in the 60s and 70s, people trying to figure out what it meant. And there's some misinterpretation where active participation in the Mass, some people think, oh, you know, that just means I'm going to be an extraordinary minister of Holy Communion, or I'm going to be a lector or an usher, and I'm actively doing something. That's not what it means. It means that we are actively putting on that altar and getting ourselves back. And so this is why we called this Young Adult Conference Transfigured, because through the liturgy, we can be transfigured. And through doing that repeatedly, we can continue to be better and better and better.
Wonderful. You know, it sounds an awful lot like we need the Mass more and more in today's world. And the busyness of young adults who, you know, have maybe fallen away or, you know, not attending regularly, you explain it so well for them, because this is an act where you can put yourself out there. You can represent mm-hmm. yourself fully at the Mass. And that active participation you're talking about, I love that. It's not just being a lector or a Eucharistic minister, but it's actually, you know, representing your participation, your common priesthood, your baptismal right to be able mm-hmm. to participate in the liturgy and bring your full self. It may have been at actually one of your conferences that I heard, and maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but where you talked about, or someone from the Liturgical Institute talked about bringing yourself up, especially at the moment of the preparation of the gifts. As you mm-hmm. watch all those gifts being brought up to the altar, you yourself are bringing your gifts to the, you know, to Jesus to put on that altar. And that's not just the money you throw in the basket, but it's also all of the stuff you've brought, all the good stuff you've done all week long. And all the bad stuff you've, you know, not done. So there's this culture out there that's completely, you know, opposite of what the Mass is. And so it's wonderful to be able to spend a weekend. It's wonderful to be able to spend a weekend thinking about this as a young adult. What makes this attractive to young adults, Jesse? What is the, you know, difference between this and a regular liturgy conference?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. This is the second year we've done this conference, and last year I did a lot of extensive research beforehand, and I learned that this is the first time anybody's ever done a liturgy conference specifically for young adults. Now, we could have done a conference for the general public, and we have done that in the past, and those go really well. And if you see on our website, liturgicalinstitute.org, you know, if we have conferences, please join us. However, young adults like to be around other young adults, and they like to learn with their peers. They like to socialize with their peers. And so by calling it a young adult liturgy conference, it then transcends what some, you know, regular liturgy conference would be. It becomes something of a movement where we can all come together and say, wow, yeah, I agree with this. And I believe as a young adult that I want to, whether I'm married now or I'm looking for my vocation or a priest, religious life, you know, whatever, I want the liturgy to be a part of that. And for me as a married man, you talked about bringing yourself up in the offertory. What's great is I can bring my wife and two children as well, and I can offer them as the head of household. And my wife can offer myself and our children in a different way than I can. And so it's because of that that we want young adults to know these things, so that when they pursue their vocation, if they haven't figured that out already, that this can be a part of that. And so, and also the other thing is, this is just liturgical catechesis, which doesn't really get done properly. And so we want to make sure that because we know that we're doing liturgical catechesis the correct way, we want to be the ones that are leading these conferences and also calling the young people who will be the future of the church to be a part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to just take a short little break here in a few minutes. And when we come back, I want to talk with you about the different speakers that you have and the different elements of this that make it attractive and make it something for young adults. Because when you look at this lineup, it's truly a powerhouse lineup that is just a great thing to have people attend. That's going to be practical. That's going to have the ability to touch their hearts and move them to a deeper awareness and appreciation of the Mass. So, Jesse, I thank you so much for joining me today and talking all about the Mass. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation. So thanks so much, and we'll be right back after this on Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder.
Our Blessed Mother wants only the best for her children and has given us a special place where she promises to help all those who appeal to her motherly love and protection. Telling Saint Juan Diego that here I will alleviate the sufferings of all those who love me and seek my protection. That holy place is now the site of the beautiful Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City. If you would like to learn more about how you can visit this special place of grace, please visit vivaguadalupe.org for more information. Our Lady may be calling you now.
Faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes by the preaching of Christ. But I ask, have they not heard?
Do you seek to make Scripture a greater part of your daily faith journey? Would you like it readily available on your smartphone or tablet? The Truth and Life Bible app delivers to your mobile device the complete Catholic edition of the Revised Standard Version of the Bible with a concordance entirely free. You will also enjoy free content from Father Robert Barron's Word on Fire, Father Jim McElhone's Word Made Clear, Jeff Caven's The Great Bible Adventure, and the Catholic News Agency. In addition, you can hear the Gospel of Mark dramatically proclaimed by world-renowned actors and actresses like Blair Underwood, Neil McDonough, Kristen Bell, and many more. The full audio dramatization of the New Testament, along with the Ignatius Study Bible, can be purchased within the app. It is available on the App Store, Google Play, Amazon Kindle, and at downloadjesus.com.
Do you want to keep your finger on the pulse of Patchwork Heart Ministry? Follow our monthly blog, Written on Our Hearts. Simply go to patchworkheartministry.blogspot.com and click subscribe, and follow the on-screen instructions. That's patchworkheartministry.blogspot.com, then click subscribe.
The Contemplative Stations of the Cross audio devotional is now available from Patchwork Heart Ministry. This devotional features an introduction and overview of the theology, history, and spirituality of the Stations of the Cross by Father Bill Zimmer, a priest of the Archdiocese of Chicago, along with an audio version of the Contemplative Stations of the Cross, led by author Bill Snyder, and the Stabat Mater, chanted in Latin by Marissa Ellison. CDs are $7.99, and digital downloads are only $3.99. Copies may be purchased by visiting patchworkheart.org or calling 424-704-3278. That's 424-704-3278.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder. Today my guest is Jesse Weiler. He is the Director of Marketing and Communications for St. Mary University of the Lake and Mundelein Seminary. We're talking about this wonderful young adult conference that he's putting on called Transfigured. It is a liturgy, a conference for young adults. The website is betransfigured.com. But Jesse, I want to talk with you about the different elements of this weekend. We were talking about this is going to be an attractive thing for young adults to attend and learn more about the liturgy. But let's talk about And let's talk about the different elements of this and what makes it, you know, particularly awesome.
Absolutely. Well, last year we did just a one-day conference, and we did a survey. About, you know, 20-30% of the attendees filled the survey out, and they wanted more. And so I had to figure out how we could get more. So we decided that this is going to be more than just one day. It's going to be a study weekend. So you're going to get to come on campus if you go to this conference. You're going to get to come onto our campus where our students learn. You're going to get to sit in the very same classrooms that our students sit in, and you're going to get to hear classroom content like you would if you attended the Liturgical Institute. So you're going to get classes on Word of God and liturgy, music and liturgy, the origins and structure of the Eucharist, liturgical traditions East and West, and something that's called the liturgical movement, which I had no idea existed before I started working at the Liturgical Institute. So there's seven lectures in total, and one of them is also from Bishop Perry, who's an auxiliary bishop of the Archdiocese of Chicago. And then we're also bringing a special guest, Dr. Michael Foley. So on Saturday night, he's going to give a lecture about the liturgy of drinking. He wrote a book called Drinking with the Saints, and we've brought him on campus before, and his lecture is amazing. So we're going to bring him on campus. He's going to talk about the liturgy of drinking and toasting and everything, and then we're going to try some of the drinks from his book afterwards for our social. Throughout the entire weekend, we do morning prayer and evening prayer, which is chanted, and we do a sung mass every day. And there will be times for adoration and confession. So this is not just a conference where, you know, you would go to like a religious ed conference and then you just hear a bunch of lectures and then that enriches what you do at home. Not only are we going to be learning about the Mass, but we're going to be praying the Mass as well. Our whole curriculum is based on prayer, and our students start every day with chanted morning prayer, and then they go study, and the prayer enhances their study. And then after their study is done for the day, we come back together and we pray chanted evening prayer, and then it starts all over again the next day. So that is the structure of this conference, so that every day we're praying and we're studying, and those two things are mutually enriching. And then, of course, as young adults like to do, there's lots of times for socializing and things like that. So, and the other thing that's great about this, Bill, is that we've just rolled everything into one package. So this is not like a you don't have to buy your meals or you buy your room, or everything's just included. And I think I did a lot of research. You know, if you're coming by yourself, you come Friday night, all day Saturday and Sunday morning, it's $300. That's your room for the whole weekend and all of your meals, seven lectures, all of this networking with other young adults. And there is a limit to how many people we can host. So if you are interested, I would definitely recommend registering soon.
Excellent. And as you kind of alluded to in talking, you have all of these different types of liturgy available during this conference. So you have the Mass, you have the evening prayer, you have the liturgical the liturgy of the hours, which is extremely interesting, the liturgy of drinking. So that sounds quite interesting. But talk with us maybe a little bit about because I think a lot of Catholics, a lot of young adult Catholics think that, you know, okay, liturgy means Mass, but the liturgy is actually a wider meaning. And you want to just touch on those different things of liturgy for us real quick?
Yeah, there are two things that people think of when they think of the Mass or they think of Catholics. They think of the liturgy or things that are liturgical, that there are what's called rites, R-I-T-E-S, rites. And so those are different descriptions of what the liturgy is supposed to look like. But then there's also things called devotions. And so that's sometimes what people get confused. So sprinkled throughout all of this, there are devotions. Devotions would be the rosary is a devotion. If you have a special prayer to Mary and you have a statue of Mary in your home and you have a devotion to Mary or you have a devotion to a saint or different things like that. But then there are some things that cross both of those. It's like if you were to do the Stations of the Cross, there is a liturgy to that, but it's also a devotion. So there's liturgy sprinkled all throughout the entire conference. And basically, liturgy is anything that is structured and that you pray together as a group and that there's a specific way of going about it. Devotion is kind of that personal prayer, and your personal connection to something. So both are available throughout this weekend, and like I said, there's liturgical aspects to almost everything that we do in our life, but typically when we say, you know, the liturgy, when we're talking about it, we're talking about the Holy Mass.
Wonderful. Wonderful stuff. And, I know personally, just looking at the schedule here, personally, Eucharistic adoration is one of those things that that I know a lot of young adults just spend quiet time with Jesus and I understand him and you in that one-on-one conversation or such in church, mm-hmm. and that's beautiful that there's going to be that. I mean, there's so many things that are attractive during this conference, and I want to talk with you a little bit about the role of, I mean, like the fact that you have Bishop Perry here, who's an auxiliary bishop in the Archdiocese of Chicago. His role at this also, that young adults can come into contact with a successor of the apostles, right? And be able to be really plugged into the whole church is present at this with Bishop Perry there and with all these different speakers and priests and the fact you have Mass. Talk a little bit about just what that means from a hierarchical standpoint and from the privilege that it really is to be able to, you know, walk around and learn from people like this.
Well, there are not a lot of liturgical institutes out there.
right.
There are not. And Bishop Perry is one that especially, he is a huge advocate of the liturgy, and he'll be giving a talk about the importance of tradition in liturgy. Now, these are some things that people like to walk very carefully around, because you have people who, they really enjoy the extraordinary form, or they really enjoy the Novus Ordo, or things like that. But the reality is, there is a huge contingent of people in our culture who have never really seen the Novus Ordo Mass or the post-Vatican II Mass done properly to the degree that the rites dictate them. And I'll give you one example. When I first started working at the Liturgical Institute, I didn't know much about the liturgy. I knew your average Catholic, I knew about the Mass. But the documents of Vatican II say there are four categories of things to be sung in the Mass. And those four categories are the ordinary, so that's something that, the Holy Holy or the Sanctus or things like that. There are hymns, there are dialogues, and then there are other things that are ancillary if there's, like a closing hymn or thing like that. The Church says the primary thing to be sung in the liturgy, the most important thing to be sung, are all the things that are dialogues between the priest and the people. And we don't see that in Mass today. We see a lot of people looking at music as, oh, what songs are we going to choose for the opening song, or what Mass setting are we going to say? But the Church is very clear when it says that's the first thing to be sung. So when you're chanting, the Lord be with you and with your spirit, but we don't see that. So young adults are really, attaching themselves to this when they find out about this. And so a conference like this really brings that out. Wow, I didn't know this. I didn't know we were supposed to be doing that, or I didn't know that's what that meant when I saw it in the Mass. And so as a young adult myself, I want to be radical. I want to be a radical Catholic. I want to be Catholic in a big way. And this is a conference that will teach you how to do that in a liturgical way.
Awesome. And Jesse, real quick, what is the, that age of young adults, what is qualifying as a young adult?
Sure. Well, the canned response to that is that the USCCB says a young adult is anywhere between the ages of, 20 and 39. But I will say for those going to this conference, I would prefer that they are at least the age of 21, especially since there will be alcohol present. But the topics that we're covering go well beyond the age of young adult. We just wanted to label a young adult conference so that it was a place to have peers to be involved with. So We've gotten a few emails from people saying, I'm too old, and my answer to that is no, you're not. I want you to come anyway. But this content here, it's not that it's directed only for young adults to hear. It's just simply that this is the place that we want young adults to convene and learn this stuff as peers.
Awesome. Awesome. And I want to talk, as these episodes fly by so quickly, I want to talk with you about a little bit about your podcast, because there's some people out there who aren't going to be able to make the conference, and but are still very interested in the liturgy and want to learn more and know more. And I'm assuming that your podcast, The Liturgy Guys, with a title like that, touches upon it. So I want to talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Well, we just won an award from Fisher's Net, Best Catholic Podcast. So we were very excited to hear that. And basically, I think we have something like 60 or 70 episodes. So if you haven't heard it yet, there's a lot for you to dive into. But we handle it like a dialogue, not unlike this conversation that I'm having with you right now. So we're taking these academic notions and then breaking them down in a way that the listener can understand, the average Catholic can understand. And the way we do that is we have two of our faculty members, Dr. Dennis McNamara and Mr. Chris Karstens, who are going to be speakers at the conference. Now, these are very intelligent men, and they're talking about very intelligent topics. And any time that it gets a little beyond my, little humble understanding, I try to, push pause and say, hey, can we break this down a little bit? So I try to make sure that we're letting the listeners approach these things as the average layperson can. And it's really fun. We make a lot of jokes, and we have a lot of fun and everything like that. And to my knowledge, it's the only podcast that's directly about the Catholic liturgy specifically. And it's the most entertaining one at that. So if that's something you're interested, if you're into podcasts, voted best Catholic podcast, give it a listen. Go to liturgyguys.com.
Yeah, I think a lot of young Catholics are definitely into podcasts. We're seeing that trend grow more and more. And so, it's a great place to check out the liturgy. If you're listening to this on Evangelism Radio, which we welcome all of our Protestant brothers and sisters to learn more about the Catholic liturgy, I think you'll be surprised at what you're learning about the Catholics and about the Catholic Mass, and how steeped in Scripture the Catholic Mass truly stems from, and how much Scripture there is in Catholic Mass. Take a listen to the Liturgy Guys podcast. I'm definitely going to subscribe to it myself. So, Jesse, I want to thank you so much for being with us today on the podcast, Young Catholics Respond. And I also want to just make sure that people know what it is, how much it is for them to attend the conference and when it is. Commuter registrations, $225. Shared room registrations, $250. And single room registration is $300 before March 31st, and then it goes up $50 in all of those categories. So make sure you register prior to March 31st for the conference. And how else can they get in contact with you, to register?
Yeah, our contact is all on there. There's a email at the bottom. You can also check out our website, liturgicalinstitute.org. But if you have any questions, you can always call the Liturgical Institute at 847-837-4542.
Awesome. And a quick reminder, this conference is Transfigured, the Young Catholic or the Young Adult Liturgy Conference in Mundelein, Illinois, June 15th through the 17th. So, Jesse, thank you so much for being here on the podcast. It's truly a pleasure to talk with you today.
Thank you too, Bill. God bless.
All right, this has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. Until next time, from all of us at Patchwork Heart Ministry, I'm Bill Snyder. Keep beating to your Catholic heart.
This has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. For more information about our program, or to be a guest, visit patchworkheart.org, email info@patchworkheart.org, or call 424-704-3278. That's 424-704-3278.